You know that old saying, you snooze, you lose? It's been disproven. Not getting enough sleep has a lot of human costs, obviously, and it's very expensive for American companies.
And Dimitri got into it with Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber.
It turns out, and many people won't be surprised to hear this, many Americans are not getting enough sleep. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 30% of the civilian workforce is getting less than 6 hours of sleep on a regular basis. Now, obviously, this has some health effects for the individuals concerned, but it turns out businesses are waking up to the fact that this also has impacts on the workplace in terms of productivity and possibly healthcare costs associated with issues related to sleep deprivation.
And we're talking tens of billions of dollars, possibly.
Yes, a Harvard Medical School study in 2011 found that the productivity impact was about $63 billion. So it's pretty huge.
You know, a boss might be listening to us tonight and saying, well, you know, that's fine, but do I need to provide sleep facilities at my office? And for that matter, I can't have my employees coming into work only to go take a nap somewhere.
There's a range of things that companies or bosses can do to help workers deal with this. Some companies, like Google is one of them, do have nap pods in the office where people can go and take a little snooze. And it's really meant to recharge you. And it turns out there's a lot of research that says a 20 to 30 minute nap can be great for restoring your energy. But, you know, there are other kinds of things companies can do. Many are bringing in sleep experts to give presentations on how to improve the quality of your sleep. On the other hand, we now live in a world that's very, very connected with smartphones and iPads and tablets and laptops. And many people feel that they can't go to bed without first checking their email. Turns out that's really bad for your sleep. The blue light that's emitted from those kinds of screens actually interferes with your production of melatonin, which is a hormone that helps you sleep better.
Yeah, so it may be a case of policy changes where although we can communicate 24/7, it comes down from on high. Don't check your phone. You shouldn't have to feel like you need to check your phone an hour or two before going to bed, and that way you can get some quality sleep.
Yeah, I don't know how many companies are doing that in a way. They're glad to have their workers connected 24 hours a day. And it is hard to show the direct relationship between sleep and productivity, but through these large-scale studies like the Harvard Medical School one, they do show that there's a serious problem when workers are coming to work sleepy. It's not that they're calling in sick, it's that they're coming and they're not working at their peak levels.
Right. Is it all incumbent upon the companies versus the individuals just to restructure their lives and say, you know, I've got to get my work done, but I've got to get my 8 hours of sleep, too?
No, it's definitely a shared responsibility, but it's something that companies and employers, human resource departments should be thinking about. And if there's some way for them to be encouraging better sleep among their employees, they might see, although it's hard to measure, they might see an impact on productivity and ultimately the bottom line.
Anything else that's kind of quirky or interesting that you picked up as you were researching this and then writing your piece?
Yeah, one of my favorite solutions to this problem, although we're in the very early stages of it, is the kinds of light boxes that are often used by people with seasonal affective disorder can be used to help regulate melatonin, that sleep hormone. And I spoke to one manufacturer of these kinds of light boxes, and they've been getting inquiries from companies that are interested in possibly ordering these on a large scale to put at workers' desks and also use them for factory workers, especially people who work overnight shifts, to help them improve the quality of their sleep.
Interesting.
So it's early stages of that, but it's a very innovative idea.
I can see them being installed in both of our newsrooms right now.
Here too.
Did you get to go inside one of these Google sleep pods, or have you just seen them from afar?
I've seen them from afar.
I did find
a company in New York that has them. It's actually a hedge fund company, and I was really interested in hearing more about it, but they were very tight-lipped about it. It turns out sleep is still a bit of a taboo subject. It's like companies don't want you to know that their employees are either too sleepy or getting enough sleep.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber.
I was trying to tell her those sleep pods look like giant golf balls with two human legs protruding out from under them.
They sound so good about right now.
Yeah, I could stand for a little snooze.